and welcome to Show Tunes with Kate Botello from Interlochen Public Radio. Coming up, his and hers, and three branches of an apple tree. At intermission, three words sure to bring up memories: High School Musical. We'll hear from a theater kid working on a high school production of Stephen Schwartz's Children of Eden. In Act Two, everybody's over it and determined to make it better right now. Lights are dimming in our virtual house and the orchestra's warming up for the overture. Tonight we'll hear a medley of Duke Ellington hits, the opening to the 1981 Tony-winning review, Sophisticated Ladies. The overture to Sophisticated Ladies, an homage to composer Duke Ellington. We'll hear from Ellington again at the end of the show. And now, a pair of hit songs of the his and hers variety. We're talking about the two versions of They're Playing My Song from the 1979 Marvin Hamlisch musical They're Playing Our Song. Robert Klein and Lucy Arnaz are songwriters working on music and their relationship throughout the course of the show. We'll hear each of them get excited about hearing their own music played in public when they're out on a date.
Oh, they're playing my song. Oh yeah, they're playing my song. And when they're playing my song, everybody's gotta shh, shh, shh. Don't say a word now. Listen to that sweet melody. I'm happy to say, in my own humble way, every perfect note of that was written by me. Oh, they're playing my song. That table's humming along. That couple half out the door is coming back to hear more of my music. At first I thought this place was a dive. I chose it in haste, but they sure they got taste. As long as they're playing my song. Who would have known 9 months ago that I would give birth at my piano? In all honesty, I've got to admit, I knew this song would be an international hit. Ho, ho, they're playing my tune. Too bad it's ending so soon. But when we all got to go, it's good to know that they'll be playing. Oh God, I'm praying. They'll be playing. They'll be playing my soul.
Right now they're listening to me. My lyric reads like a poem. It surely stands on its own. It makes me proud to hear that music. It's a total expression of me. To be more specific, this place is terrific. As long as they're playing my song. Who would have known that 2 years ago, when Leon asked, can't love and be fun? Who would have known can't love and be fun would be sung by everybody under the sun? You know it made the top 10. All good things come to an end. I wish they'd play it again and again. Let it keep on playing. Oh God, I'm praying they'll keep playing my
playing your song.
I wish they'd play it again and again. Let it keep on playing. Oh God, I'm praying they'll keep playing my song.
They're Playing Our Song is a semi-autobiographical show about Marvin Hamlisch and his real-life relationship with fellow writer Carol Bayer Sager. The two end up together by the end of the show. In real life, not so much. But don't worry, they each enjoyed great success and true love, and they even work together again. Up next, three songs from three shows in one. In 1966, Sheldon Harnick and Jerry Bock put together The Apple Tree, a musical made up of three mini-musicals. There were three cast members, Larry Blyden, Alan Alda, and Barbara Harris. The three shows were gathered under one theme, the idea of wanting something very much, getting that something, and having it turn out differently than you thought it would. We'll start out with the title track from the show and the first mini musical in which Larry Blyden's snake cajoles Eve into eating forbidden fruit.
Listen closely, let me fill you in about the rich, ripe, round, red, rosy apples they call forbidden fruit. What I'm about to say is confidential, so promise you'll be mute. Because if every creature in the garden knows, they'll come round like hungry buffaloes, and in no time there'll be none of those precious apples left for you and me. Now in the average apple, you're accustomed to skin, seeds, flesh, and core. But you will find that these are special apples that give you something more. Why, every seed contains some information you need to speed your education. The seeds indeed of all creation are here. Why be foolish, my dear? Come with me to that tree. With every sweet and juicy, luscious bite of this not forbidden fruit, you'll see your mind expand and your perceptions grow more and more acute. And you can teach him plumbing and philosophy, new techniques for glazing pottery, woodcraft, first aid, home economy. Madam will be overjoyed. When he becomes aware of your attainments, he'll beam with loving pride. And he will say, oh, Eve, you're indispensable. Please don't leave my side. And with your nifty newfound education, he'll relish every conversation. Why, you'll be Adam's inspiration this way. Just an apple a day. Wait and see, come with me to that tree.
Mini musical 1, The Apple Tree, based on Mark Twain's Diary of Adam and Eve, the song Forbidden Fruit. Mini musical 2, The Lady or the Tiger, based on an 1882 short story by Frank R. Stockton. Princess Barbara loves Captain Sanjar. He's on trial and must choose between two doors. Behind one, a lady he must marry who is not Princess Barbara. Behind the other, a hungry, man-eating tiger. Princess Barbara knows which door is which. You know what? This situation calls for Monty Hall.
Is it behind door number one? Is it behind door number two?
Thank you, Monty. And now, here's Princess Barbara agonizing with Tiger, Tiger.
Claws are sharper than mine. Slash him with your teeth. Smash him with your paws. Bite him again. Bite him again. Harder, harder. Tear him into bits. Rip him into shreds. Slice him into ruby ribbons. Tiger, tiger, I hope you're hungry. I'll cheer you on from the stand. Sanjar, Sanjar, what am I saying? I'd have your blood on my hands. Your dying screams haunting my dreams. Oh, I don't want him dead. Better dead than wed. Nobody else gets you, Sanjar. How can I decide? Burial abroad. Lady or the tiger, lady tiger.
toss and jar. Each way I lose you, each way is hopelessly black. How can I choose? Each way I lose.
By the way, we never do find out which door she chooses. Mini musical 2 of The Apple Tree, The Lady or the Tiger. On to mini musical 3, Passionella, based on a graphic novella by Jules Pfeiffer. Ella, a chimney sweep, wishes to turn into a gorgeous movie star. Now, her wish is granted, but there's a hitch. There's always a hitch. Anyway, the hitch is that she will only be a movie star from the 7 o'clock evening news until the end of the Late Late Show at 4 in the morning. She becomes the glamorous envy of the world, only to fall in love with a hippie pop star named Flip, who rejects her, flippantly, for being too glamorous.
Newspapers call you the goddess of sex. If you are a goddess, I'm Oedipus Rex. Neither goddess nor woman, you're something apart. With a sinner and a body and a celluloid heart.
It right here, ladies. The girl of Alan Alda's dreams is a slob. Sounds like a keeper. Although, he is kind of rude in that song. He's also kind of full of noise, because as soon as the Late Late Show is over, he turns into a regular schmo named George, and they live averagely ever after. Well, looks like intermission has dinged. Virtual house lights are coming up, so let's head into the lobby and hang out with the theater kids in the row behind us who have been singing along for the entire show. Oh, and they're good, too, so this should be fun. Hey, you over there. Hi, come here. What's your name?
My name's Kate Lalone.
Hi, Kate Lalone. So how do you like the show so far?
You love the show.
I love the show.
Right, it's a great show. So, Kate, where are you from?
I'm from Elk Rapids, Michigan.
Okay, now, Elk Rapids, Michigan. This is a tiny town. Wait, let me look it up. Let me ask Ms. Google. Yeah, Elk Rapids has a population of 1,651 people total. So how many kids are in your school?
There's about 400 to 500 kids in the high school.
All right. So, wow, a full third of your population is high school kids?
Yeah.
That's amazing. So is there, when you're doing a show, is there a lot of competition? Is it the big thing that's happening at school?
Kind of. There's a lot of theater kids at the school, but not too many.
So just enough to make sure that the competition isn't overwhelming.
Yes.
Right? But then when you get in, I mean, is that a big deal? Are you like a star around campus for a while? How is
kind that? Of, yeah. People want to know who's the leads in the musical and what's going on.
So you, obviously, you're in a show right now. You're a theater kid. Otherwise, you know, you wouldn't be here. So what show are you in?
It's called Children of Eden.
And who are you in that show?
I'm playing Eve.
Eve. So who is Eve in Children of Eden?
So most people probably know the book of Genesis in the Bible and the story of Adam and Eve. So Eve is Eve from the book of Genesis.
And what does she do? And is there anything special that she does in the musical that maybe she doesn't do in the book of Genesis?
Well, as we know, Eve eats the fruit and she gets banished from the Garden of Eden. And she just kind of takes care of her kids and her family and God. Yeah.
So, Kate, how much of a theater kid are you?
I think I'm a full-blown theater kid.
What does a full-blown theater kid mean to you?
That's what I do. I've been doing theater since I was in seventh grade, so I kind of knew when I got into the high school. I was like, this is my group, these are my people, and that's where I went.
So do you, like, listen to show tunes in your spare time?
Yeah, actually, when I have to, like, plug in the aux cord in the car, I'm like, maybe we shouldn't listen to my music. It's probably going to shuffle some show tunes on there, so.
Oh, you think other people don't want to listen to show tunes? Why not?
Maybe not. I don't know. Some people might think it's weird, but I love it.
So what do you love about it?
It's just awesome to like see so many different stories told in different ways and like be creative and people can express themselves. So it's awesome.
So is this going to be you? Is this going to be your whole life, do you think?
I'm not sure. I don't think I could live without it, but I don't know if it'll be my career per se, but I think that it'll be in my life for a long time.
So what are some of your favorite musicals that you have on shuffle?
Wicked for sure is a favorite. Spring Awakening is a favorite. I love Hairspray. I love lots of musicals, all musicals.
What is it? Again, you know, you kind of get to express yourself. Like, what's your favorite thing, though? Is it the singing? Is it dancing? Is it acting? What is it?
I like it all. I think that, like, the combination. Like, I love singing and acting. Like, I don't think I could stand in front of a microphone and just sing. I think that I have to be, like, acting and playing a character because people aren't really judging your voice. They're judging the character and you're acting and they're watching a show.
And you worry about getting judged.
Yeah, right. And I don't know. I think when you're playing a character, the people kind of are looking at you as that character rather than you and, like, judging your voice and your facial expressions. They're judging the character in the show you're putting on.
But I'm going to guess, if you go to a show, are you judging?
Yeah, kind of. We always talk about what people are doing in the ensemble and in the background because it's important to watch what they're doing too. And especially those theater kids and theater people, they always are watching everything else, not just the main focus. So,
right. And let's talk about what is it you're watching for in the ensemble?
I just like watch for people's expressions and like how they're reacting to things. Are they like really paying attention to what's going on? Or are they just there?
Right. So ensemble people, if you are staring off into space and scratching your nose, we do notice.
Right.
Right. So, you know, your advice to those in the ensemble then would be?
Act it up.
Act it up. Stay focused. Well, you know, you have a chance right now here in this lobby with all of these people listening. You got a captive audience. I know you can't see or hear the audience, but they're here. They really are. And they're not judging you. They're loving you already. So why don't you take them out and act it up. Sing a song for us. From Children of Eden, what song are you going to sing?
The Spark of Creation.
I see a mountain and I want to climb it. I see a river and I want to leave shore. Where there was nothing, let there be something, something made by me. There's things waiting for me to invent them. There's worlds waiting for me to explore. I am an echo of the eternal cry of let there be a spark of creation burning bright within me. The spark of creation won't let me rest at all until I discover or build or uncover a thing that I can call myself. celebration, the spark of creation.
Oh, great. Oh, thank you, Kate. And thank you, Melanie, for just happening to be there to play along. Oh, great stuff. I love that song, Spark of Creation. Stephen Schwartz, such a great songwriter. I have one last question for you about this show. Children of Eden, surprisingly, was not a hit when it first came out, and it never made it to Broadway, but it's not an unpopular show. It's done by people all over the place. Why do you think that is?
I think it's just so applicable to everyone's life, because even if you're not religious and you don't connect with the book of Genesis and those stories in that way, it's just, it's about family, it's about forgiveness, it's about having free will to do whatever you please, and it's just amazing, super overwhelming and emotional.
All right. Wow, Kate Lalone, thanks for hanging out with us at intermission today. All right, you ready to head in for Act 2?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Welcome back to our virtual house, where we have hot hits of Broadway still running strong. Beautiful, the Carol King musical, we'll hear at Might As Well Rain Until September.
Okay, kid, let's hear your song.
What should I write? What can I say? How can I tell you how much I miss you? The weather here has been as nice as it can be, although it doesn't really matter much to me. For all the fun I'll have while you're so far away, it might as well rain until September.
Ooh, back of girls will come in there and harmonize.
My friends look forward to loves the summertime. But you know, darling, while your arms are out of reach, the summer isn't any friend of mine. It doesn't matter whether skies are gray or blue.
There should be strings here, like raindrops falling.
It's raining in my heart, 'cause I can't be with you.
Every other note.
Jesse Mueller originated the role of Carol King in Beautiful, but that role is now being performed by Chelina Kennedy, because Jesse is currently killing it in another Broadway show, Waitress. People are going bananas over the 2007 film turned musical, Waitress, and her performance in it. Now, alas, as of this moment, there is no cast recording, but we will get it to you as soon as we have it in our little Michigan mitts. In the meantime, we do have a great recording of songs from the show by its composer, singer-songwriter Sarah Bareilles. And oh, it looks like we need our friend Maudie Hall again.
Is it behind door number one? Is it behind door number two? Or is it behind door number three?
We'll take door number three, Monty, and we win this beautiful song.
Feet on the sand and a body that won't move. time to be seen that it's all up to me. I'm no longer alone though. Nothing's changed and I see it more every day. Nothing moves, it's a game to be played and to lose. And now I'm heady, unsteady, but maybe I'm getting ready and this might catch fire and char this ground. I might live this up to only be the one who's gonna get let down. Will I be enough to get this on its way to find some higher ground? Before the waters rush, I've got to make the change or else I know I'll drown. Baby, look around. Door number two, I've already walked through. I wanna see what's behind door number.
That was Sarah Bareilles, composer of the smash hit Waitress, singing Door Number 3 from that show. By the way, speaking of smashes, it was just announced that Lin-Manuel Miranda has won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama for Hamilton. Congrats! And again, don't even think about buying tickets right now. It's sold out for years. Just wait for the tour. And now, music about being over it and determined to make it better. On vinyl from Sweet Charity, we'll hear There's Gotta Be Something Better Than This from Newsies' Seize the Day, and we'll go back to vinyl for The Pajama Game, where everything boils down to 7.5 cents.
I got it. I'm going to be a receptionist in one of those glass office buildings. Lever Brothers. No, no, no. Seagram's. 9 to 5. I'm going to have my very own typewriter on the wood. And water coolers and office parties and coffee breaks. When I sit at my desk on the 41st floor in my copy of a copy of a copy of Dior, I'll receive big tycoons and I'll point to a chair. I'll say, honey, while you're waiting, how would you like to put it down over there?
There's gotta be something better than this. There's gotta be something better to do. And when I find me something better to do, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, get up, do it.
Me too. And I'm gonna be a hat check girl at Sardi's East. And I'll wear one of them fine little black numbers, you know, cut up to here and down to there. Ooh, and all those hats coming in. Derbies, Homburgs. Ooh, and that cute little checkered number with the skinny brim and the feather. Check your hat, sir. Check your coat, sir. Check your vest, sir. Check your pants. Check your socks, sir. Check your shoes, sir. I can hold them while you dance. Check your eyes, sir. Check your ears, sir. Check and see if you are free. How about it? After hours, I'll check you and you check me.
What can you do?
I don't know. But just get me out of here and I'll figure it out later. There's gotta be some life cleaner than this. There's gotta be some good reason to live. And when I find me some kind of life I can live, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, get up and live it.
Call.
figured it out. I figured it out. With a pencil and a pad, I figured it out. 7.5 cents doesn't buy a hell of a lot. 7.5 cents doesn't mean a thing. But give it to me every hour, 40 hours every week. That's enough for me to be living like a king. I figured it out.
We figured it out.
I figured it out.
We figured it out.
With a pencil and a pad, I figured it out. Only 5 years from today. Only 5 years from today. I can see it all before me. Only 5 years from today. 5 years. Now, let's see. That's 260 weeks times 40 hours every week at roughly 2.25 hours overtime, a time and a half for overtime, comes to exactly $852.74. That's enough for me to get an automatic washing machine, a year's supply of gasoline, carpeting for the living room, a vacuum instead of a blasted broom, not to mention a 40-inch television set.
So, although 7.5 cents doesn't buy a hell of a lot, 7.5 cents doesn't mean a thing, but give it to me every hour, 40 hours every week, that's enough for me to be living like a king.
I figured it out.
She figured it out. She figured it out.
I figured it out. With a pencil and a pad, I figured it out. Only 10 years from today. Only 10 years from today. I can see it clear as daylight. Only 10 years from today. 10 years. Now let's see. That's 520 weeks times 40 hours every week at roughly 2.25 hours overtime, at time and a half for overtime, comes to exactly $1,605.48!
Yay!
That's enough for me to buy a trip to France, across the seas, a motorboat with water skis, and maybe even a foreign car.
I'll charge a car at the corner bar.
Oh, not to mention a Scrabble board with letters made of gold.
So!
Today,
I can see it like a vision.
Only 20 years from today.
20 years. Now let's see. That's 1,040 weeks.
Times 40 hours every week.
At roughly 2.25 hours overtime.
At time and a half for overtime.
Comes to exactly
$3,411.96! Whoa!
That's enough for me to be a sultan in a Taj Mahal. In every room a different doll.
I'll have myself a buying spree and buy a pajama factory. Then I can end up having all my hustler work for me.
So, hello!
Just think of all the change that comes from 7 cents and change. We heard our original vinyl recording of 7.5 cents from the 1954 musical The Pajama Game by Richard Adler and Jerry Ross, based on the novel 7.5 cents by Richard Bissell. Before that, Seize the Day from Alan Menken and Jack Feldman's Newsies, based on the 1899 Newsboy strike and the 1992 movie musical. We started out with Gwen Verdon, Helen Gallagher, and Thelma Oliver insisting there's gotta be something better than this from Cy Coleman and Dorothy Field's 1966 musical Sweet Charity. And now it's time for our 11 o'clock number. Tonight, a song that was a huge radio hit that you might automatically associate with Dionne Warwick. That song is I'll Never Fall in Love Again by Burt Bacharach, with lyrics by Hal David. You may not have realized that it's a show tune written for the 1968 musical Promises, Promises, which was based on the 1960 film The Apartment. Here's the original from our vinyl vault with Jill O'Hara as Fran and Jerry Orbach as Chuck.
What do you get when you fall in love? A guy with a pin to burst your bubble. That's what you get for all your trouble. I never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. What do you get when you kiss a guy? You get enough germs to catch pneumonia. After you do, he'll never phone ya. I never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. Don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm here to remind you. What do you get when you fall in love? You only get lies and pain and sorrow. So for at least until tomorrow, I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. What do you get when you give your heart? You get it all broken up and battered. That's what you get, a heart that's shattered. I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. Don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm out. Out of those chains that bind you.
That is why I'm here to remind you.
What do you get when you fall in love? You only get lies and pain and sorrow. So for at least until tomorrow,
I'll
never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. Jill
O'Hara and Jerry Orbach say they'll never fall in love again, but I don't think they even make it to the end of the show before they do. Hey, that song was nominated for the 1969 Song of the Year Grammy, and the whole album won the Grammy for Best Cast Recording that year. So now it's time to end our show the way we began. We started out with the overture to Sophisticated Ladies, Broadway's 1981 tribute to Duke Ellington, nominated for the Best Musical Tony that year. From our vinyl vault, here's the finale to Sophisticated Ladies, the reprise of It Don't Mean a Thing.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do I, 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 do I. It don't mean a thing if it don't make you sing. Do I, 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 do I. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm everything you got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do I, 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 do I. Thank you.
The curtain falls, the crowd goes wild, the house lights come up, and thus endeth another episode of Show Tunes with Kate Botello, c'est moi. Find all our episodes at our website, interlockandpublicradio.org. Thanks to Kate Lalone for a great time at intermission and Break a Leg in Children of Eden. You showed those Elk Rapids audiences who's boss. Michael Culler engineered our show. Sally Isley was our executive producer. This is Interlockin' Public Radio. See you in the aisles.
Wondrous object is beautiful and striking, and I see nothing that isn't to my liking. Here in Eden, there's plums and peaches, and pears and grapes, so ripe and juicy and utterly inviting. I find the apples especially exciting. Here in Eden. As for me, I can see I was meant to rejoice in the round, vibrant sound of my own voice. All so perfect and so ideal, and yet I do have one tiny reservation. There's nothing handy for making conversation here in Eden. How'd I come? Where am I from? What's my I don't know. Even so, I'm glad I came. It's all so lovely. I may just weep. I love this garden and everything that's in it. And something tells me to treasure every minute. Blossom and bud.